As you just heard, a century ago, children were stolen from their parents and taken to federal boarding schools, where they were abused and stripped of their tribal cultures. In the past several decades, most of those schools were closed or handed over to tribes as the U.S. shifted away from its policy of forced assimilation.
But the Bureau of Indian Education still runs 4 off-reservation boarding schools around the country. They look much different today. And as Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, they remain a popular destination for students from Wyoming's Wind River Reservation.
In his senior year at Wyoming Indian High School, Tim O'Neill was struggling.
I was just like, you know, drinking, partying, just trying to be cool. It messed with my schoolwork. My whole class schedule, all 7 classes I was failing, and there was no way I could make up the grades, so I just asked my parents if I would be able to go to a boarding school.
He ended up at Chamawa Indian School in Salem, Oregon. It's been there since 1880 and is one of the 4 remaining boarding high schools run by the Bureau of Indian Education.
My experience was good there. They allowed me to catch up on some schoolwork, and when I caught up, I found out I was top of the class.
O'Neill went from dropout to valedictorian for Chamawa's class of 09. In his year there, he says he learned to take care of himself.
The best thing was meeting all the new people, other Native Americans, and making lifelong friends.
I really liked it. It opened up a new world for me.
Rebecca Bell also had a positive experience at Chamawa back in the 80s.
I got to see the ocean and got to do a lot of things that the kids back here, you know, didn't even get to do yet.
And Bell's husband enjoyed his time at South Dakota's Flandreau Boarding School in the 70s. Bell says what they experienced was much different than what she's heard of her grandmother's time at boarding school.
They had a lot of things happen to them where they cut their hair and they were told not to speak their language. But to us, it was just another option for high school.
Bell and her husband value that option enough to send 3 of their 4 children off to boarding schools. She says the horrors that older generations experienced at these schools never really figured into her decision-making, mostly because she didn't hear much about it.
They didn't really talk about it then, but they do talk about it now.
Back in the 1920s, a report concluded that children at Native American boarding schools were malnourished, abused, and poorly educated.
The boarding school era began under a military philosophy that was seriously steeped in genocide.
Sergio Maldonado is the state liaison for the Northern Arapaho tribe. He says that the assimilationist policy of kill the Indian, save the man, continued at boarding schools until the 70s. More negative reports and the civil rights era led to their gradual shutdown. Maldonado says the schools still standing today take a different approach.
Maintaining one's cultural identity. So it's a complete philosophical change. You're talking about polar opposites here.
He says today's remaining boarding schools are an option for Native students looking for independence or a change of scenery. But that doesn't mean he's glad they exist.
Glad they exist? No, because it is simply the marginalizing of children from tribal communities and families. No, I'm not glad at all. They should have been done away with 50, 70 years ago, maybe even more. But we can't change history.
It would be inappropriate to try to remedy some horrible mistakes from the past by eliminating an institution now, which is a hopeful place.
Tripp Deppner is the principal of Sherman Indian High School in Riverside, California, another one of the remaining boarding schools many Wyoming kids go to. Things have changed a lot at Sherman in Deppner's lifetime. He says a Navajo woman who went there in the 60s and was forbidden from speaking her language now teaches that language at Sherman.
And I believe that those efforts, you know, over the past 35, 40 years have helped transform the nature of what Bureau of Indian Education schools tried to do, which is to celebrate the culture of the students, of their families, of their ancestors.
Yeah, they have a beading class and pottery ceramic class. They have a basket weaving class, and they have a Navajo language class.
Scott Inez is a high schooler from Wind River who spent his first 2 years at Sherman. And freshman Alyssa Whiteplume spent just 1 semester there.
At Sherman, we would do projects on how far back they made the school and how they were treated there and how they got taken away from their homes.
Tim O'Neill from Chamawa says knowing that history and its impact on Native people today is important, but it shouldn't discourage students from attending boarding schools.
Compared to what boarding schools were in the past, you know, they changed a lot from killing the Indian and saving the man. It's a lot different than that these days.
O'Neill says if the boarding schools still exist when his one-year-old son comes of age, he'd certainly allow him to attend. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.